Now I will give you directions of how to pray the rosary, because then once the tape of the rosary starts, it moves along as if you know how to pray the rosary. Now the rosary, of course, has a cross and beads on a string or a cord or with chain in between. On the cross, as you hold the cross, you pray the Apostles' Creed, the very ancient creed of the church. And then on the beads, there are usually some separate beads, I call them when I'm teaching children, separate beads. Sometimes they're larger than the other beads. Sometimes they're of a different shape. They're usually separate from the other beads. On those separate beads, you pray the Our Father. Then on the groups of beads, you pray the Hail Mary. And then there is a glory be that is said after every group of Hail Marys. There's not usually a bead for that. And what I always say, you should, if there's a chain, if you have a chain rosary, then I usually hold the chain between the last Hail Mary bead and the first, the next Our Father bead as I pray my glory be. Now, then there is also another prayer after the glory be, which was added after when Our Lady appeared to the children in Fatima. Part of the vision in Fatima that the children saw was a vision of hell, and many people were there. We like to think that no one goes to hell, but Our Lady told the children that many people are in hell because there was no one to pray and offer sacrifices for them. And so we have to pray, and we have to realize that sin is a terrible thing, and if people have turned away from God because of their sins, we can pray very hard and offer sacrifices so that they'll have the grace of conversion before they die. And so we add after the glory be a little prayer Our Lady taught to the children. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. So you'll hear that said after every glory be on the tape. So when you pray the rosary, you hold the beads as you pray, and it moves along, and once you learn, you just slip the beads gently through your hands. Usually I hold it between my thumb and my first finger, and I'm sure most people that's how they do. And you just slip it through, you pray the Our Father, and then you move along to the Hail Mary whenever the next prayer starts. When I'm teaching children, I will usually stop and say, okay, now you go to the next bead, but I didn't do that in your tape. So if you're not familiar with the rosary, you'll get it quite quickly, especially if you're a little bit older. For your child, it might be take a little bit longer. So, and this prayer is a very powerful prayer that can be prayed by the smallest children and the oldest people and everyone in between. It has something for everyone if you enter into it the way you're supposed to, pondering the mysteries, focusing on God, thinking of Our Lady and how she can teach us to follow her Son, thinking of our Lord and all that he did for us when he came to earth. So may you be blessed, and may you pray the rosary every day, as Our Lady asked, and pray every day. It will draw you to have peace and joy and love in your life. God bless you. And now, the rosary.